Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guests are CEO and President of American Manganese, Larry Ray, and American Manganese Chief Technical Officer, Zarko Masalgia. First of all, we're going to talk with Larry. How are things going in the markets for you?
Well, just before I get into that, Jim, I'd like to mention that I've been ill for a few weeks now, but I can tell everybody that I'm getting stronger and better, and I'm still working from home, but there's no big reason for concern in that regard. And then I'd like to talk about the market. The market's a very strange duck at this time. I mean, you've got all kinds of reasons for it to go into the toilet, but it hasn't. And after doing a lot of studying on it, I figured that the biggest detriment out there is inflation, and that's growing at trillions of dollars around the world. And you'd think that that would have a negative effect, but it really doesn't. It actually has a positive effect. With all that money sloshing around, you're seeing a lot of stocks that are maintaining, going up, and that's because of the printing of money. You know, there's no doubt about it that money is sloshing around in the market, and it's certainly been a benefit to a lot of companies, especially in the EV battery and EV manufacturing, and actually the EV space totally. So, yeah, I see that sloshing of money being a positive, and I don't see it going away for a while. And I know it's hard to grasp on that. I mean, you got several percent inflation going on, and printing of trillions of dollars of money around the world, and yet here I am saying it's bullish for the market. And it is. It's a kind of a new way of looking at things, with that money all sloshing around. It's going into various areas, and certainly recycling is one of them. So I just want everybody to know that they can thank inflation for the, actually negating the total collapse of the market. So I think we're in good shape, Jim. I think we're in good shape coming up. And there's not a lot more that I can say about that unless you guys have some questions.
Zarko, what's the latest news release from American Manganese?
Yeah, maybe before that, I'll just kind of quickly add to these market conditions, you know, call it a recession or not or whatever's going on. But during these times is when we really need to remain smart and lean. And, you know, we've mentioned before that we have funds committed for our growth project, and our business strategy really does accommodate to more of a steady burn rate without being over-leveraged. You know, the industry dynamics, especially in the lithium-ion battery industry, really changing, and we have an opportunity to remain flexible as we de-risk our technology on a larger scale. But, you know, in terms of company news, you know, we had a press release this week where we reported on the delivery of NMC811 cathode precursor. And this is to, you know, act as collaborators around the globe. And, they will look to, independently analyze and test the material on the cell level, which we believe will be a great milestone in developing a circular solution. You know, the samples were produced from lithium-ion battery waste, on bench scale, and which we work to, continue to do in, parallel to the commissioning of our demonstration plant project. So, you know, there is, you know, continuous work being done. And I also like to address some listener questions that we got. So, for example, here I got asked, you know, why is lithium mentioned in the press release? And, you know, I think I can kind of see that confusion. Like, lithium is recovered as well from our process, and we have reported on the production of lithium sulfate, hydroxide, and carbonate in the past with high recovery rates and purities. But I can see the confusion because given our press release, we have two product streams, one being the cathode precursor, which is a combination of nickel, manganese, and cobalt, and the other being lithium. And in this instance, you know, collaborators were looking at analyzing the cathode precursor specifically. And then when it comes to, you know, is there much black mass available to recycle? and could Amy's process, you know, eliminate the need for recycling? Well, in terms of black mass, that's really produced from the mechanical pretreatment of end-of-life lithium-ion batteries, and then that would be the input into the recyclable's hydrometallurgical process. So, you know, there is black mass feedstock, you know, available, and that'll continue to grow with the EV industry. But, you know, black mass is an input, into our process. And that does, you know, what we focus on from that black mass is the recovery of lithium and as well as the, cathode precursor. And then just as like a closing thought, you know, it has been great traveling again and, making more personal connections across the lithium ion battery supply chain. And I will be traveling for business again next week. Therefore, I will be doing podcasts on an as-needed basis, so please send your questions to us, and we will address them when the opportunity comes up.
Larry, any other thoughts that you'd like to add?
Well, I'd just like to say that everything's getting better on this side. We had a director's meeting. We're going to stay the course and focus on producing cathode precursors, and that was the initial idea. We raised all that money based on that. We got a good bank account, and we're not going to go, unfortunately, won't be sidetracking and going into manganese. I know that can eat a lot of money very quickly, so I think we got a winning combination on our hand. Let's stick with the winners and keep moving ahead.
Larry Zarko, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking with American Manganese CEO and President Larry Ray and American Manganese Chief Technical Officer Zarko Masalgia. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on May 20th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.